British banking giant HSBC admitted today to major misdeeds by its Swiss unit amid new disclosures of how it helped launder drug money and dodge taxes. The claims came from the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists based on leaked documents. Siobhan Kennedy of Independent Television News has our report.
It's one of the world's biggest banks. But what secretive business was carried out in the snowy mountains of the Swiss Alps? Did HSBC knowingly allow its private Swiss arm to help wealthy clients conceal billions of dollars worth of income from the taxman? Data released today appears to show just that.
These latest allegations cast a further shadow on HSBC, which is already facing multiple prosecutions because of its alleged tax activities around the world. Now, new revelations that it deliberately colluded with clients to help them avoid tax, set up bank accounts for known criminals, and aggressively marketed tax avoidance schemes raise yet more questions.
The man in charge while all this was going on was Stephen Green, a Church of England minister. He spent the majority of his working life at the bank. Today's HSBC revelations cover the period 2005 to 2007, exactly when Stephen Green was in charge. The Conservatives insist that all this happened on Labour's watch in a period of little or no regulation of the big banks. In a statement, HSBC said, "We acknowledge and are accountable for past compliance and control failures." It added that the Swiss bank had not been fully integrated into HSBC, allowing different cultures and standards to persist. With hindsight, it's clear that too many small and high-risk accounts were maintained.
U.S. regulators fined HSBC in 2012 for letting criminals use its branches for money laundering.